Former Lieutenant Governor Don Beyer leads the pack, raising almost $700,000 in the first quarter of this year alone. That means he's likely to raise more than $1 million before the June 10th primary. Quentin Kidd is professor at Christopher Newport University.
The real question is, can the Beyer campaign spend it as effectively as they appear to be able to raise it? And by effectively, I mean in targeting their supporters to get them out to vote on primary day.
Beyer raised more than twice as much as his closest competitor, former Urban League of Northern Virginia President Laverne Chatman, who benefited from a fundraiser featuring Oprah Winfrey. Alexandria Mayor Bill Yule came in third place in the money sweepstakes. Stephen Farnsworth is a professor at the University of Mary Washington.
It seems pretty clear to me that the other Democrats in the field are really going to have to up their fundraising game to compete effectively for this nomination.
Campaign finance records show the candidates have already spent more than $600,000, mostly on hiring staff and sending out direct mail. University of Virginia Center for Politics analyst Kyle Condix says money will not win the race, but it will help voters know who's who.
It's such a big field, and it's going to take only, you know, a relatively small percentage of the vote to actually win. I think there's still a lot of uncertainty about it.
Because the field is so large, Condix says the winning candidate could score a victory with as few as 10,000 votes for a congressional seat that has more than 600,000 residents. Reporting from Alexandria, I'm Michael Pope.